There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Well, this is a kind of a little special Issues Etc. soundbite of the week because it's been a while since we played. We thought, and because we had so many good soundbites, we couldn't choose between them. We thought we'd throw in a bonus soundbite this week. Ordinarily, we have four. Today, we have five for you to choose from. All you got to do when you play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is sit back and listen to the four soundbites and five soundbites this Friday. And once you've heard all of them, you give us a call, you send us an email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page and you vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We simply want to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why you're voting for it. The reason is very important. So wherever you vote, make sure you got your name, where you're calling from, but your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Or call the number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 24th of October. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Will also, we have left some space there for you to vote for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and the voter with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. Up first, soundbite number one comes from Maggie Carner. Now, Maggie, suffering from terminal brain cancer, we were talking to her about this young lady that was planning on taking her own life with the same disease. And here's what Maggie Carner told us that her father taught her about suffering.
My dad was the most active guy I know. And when I was a young mother, he had an accident where he severed his spinal cord and ended up as a quadriplegic. He was paralyzed from the neck down. And so my siblings and I just were in total shock, and we spent lots of time with Dad every day, sitting with him at his bedside. And we felt horrible for Dad. I mean, we felt like, oh my gosh, we get to get up and leave the room, but he has to stay here. And one day I was sitting there talking to my dad, and he said, "Hey, Mag, hasn't this been great?" And I thought, what? How can you say that? You can't even move your fingers. And he said, I said, "Well, what? How can you say that?" And he said, "Well, it's just been great just sitting here having time to talk." And I thought, oh, I can't believe he can say that. And I learned so much about myself and about devotion and servanthood and love and family and what it means to be a Christian servant in that time period. And I don't want to deprive my children of that same blessing. I assume and I know that they'll be at my bedside when I can't move my finger anymore, you know, and I want them to have that.
That's soundbite number one, Maggie Carner, what her father taught her about suffering. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you need to call us and vote 1-877-623-MYIE or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or just vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Sharif Girgis of Princeton University, answering the question, is the debate on gay marriage essentially lost when it comes to the millennials?
You know, one thing a lot of people my age like to say is, you know, it's not like I'm just for anything goes. I'm against abortion, for example. I'm pro-life, but marriage is different. Well, the reason they're able to say that today is that 30 and 40 years ago, when folks in the pro-life movement came face-to-face with Roe v. Wade, they didn't give up. They didn't throw up their hands. They didn't say, "We're on the wrong side of history. We might as well give in. All the kids are doing it." They did exactly the opposite. They put their hands to the plow. They said, what are we going to do? Let's build the institutions. Let's make the arguments. Let's give the witness. Let's build the houses to take care of women in distressful situations. And now we're reaping the fruits, and the country's becoming more pro-life, and pro-life state laws are being passed all over the place. So this is not a question about who's, you know, which side of history are we on or something like that. We're going to decide which side of history we're on by what we do, and we may just have to play a long game with it.
That's soundbite number two, Sharif Girgis of Princeton University, on whether or not gay marriage and the debate is lost with the millennials. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Scott Murray. He's answering the question, is Satan opposed only to the preaching of the gospel and not the preaching of the law?
They are certainly always together. You never mingle them. They have to be proclaimed as separate words of God, and yet they're always together. If the difference between sin and righteousness, according to the law, is blurred so that anything goes, then who in the world wants to be saved from what? So salvation presumes that there is such a thing as sin, and that there are some actions, words, and thoughts that are wrong in God's sight. The degree to which society can trump God and tell him that he has to shut up about his law makes it more and more difficult for the church then to proclaim a word of mercy and forgiveness. So absolution becomes ridiculous, where people are saying, but I haven't done anything wrong.
That's soundbite number three this week. Dr. Scott Murray, is Satan opposed only to the gospel but not to the law? If you want it to be soundbite of the week, we need your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four is a montage of Pastor Bill Woolsey's of 5-2 fame, his plan to change the pastoral office.
We start new to reach new, and we reposition the ordained leaders into a new perspective. What if we shifted them from doer and oppressor to equipper and overseer? There's this one apostolic-minded pastor. So he's identified 3 or 4 lay leaders in these little outposts that are about anywhere from 30 to 75 miles away from him. He said, all these places, they have leaders, and they got somebody that place says, you know what, you're our leader. The pastor says, do you think maybe I could just train them to celebrate the supper or baptize when they need it or lead them in worship? Do you think I could drive and go do that all the time? And do you think that I could give them a little bit of the authority? And do you think that it has to be 30 or 50 miles away? What if it's like 3 miles away or 3 blocks away? So get this, if I've got a good guy who has a preaching gift, and I work with him, and I pour good theology into him, and I help him try it so that he can learn it. You know, I'm going to start new to reach new. Here's the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to start new to reach new by raising him up so he gets to do new, and maybe I'm going to give him a little pulpit or a bigger pulpit or maybe even the pulpit. One of my favorites in our ministry is our director of youth ministry, who's not ordained, but God has given him this ability to preach circles around many of the ordained men that I know. I mean, you're all sitting there going, dude, that boy can preach. So I'd be derelict to not let him preach.
That's soundbite number four, a montage of Pastor Bill Woolsey's plan to change the pastoral office. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote to us right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. There's a bonus soundbite. You need to get ready to vote because right after this one's done, it's time for your votes. It's soundbite number five. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain on bait and switch worship practices.
While it is perfectly legitimate and expected and necessary for us to have all kinds of creativity when it comes to perhaps the forms of the music we use. You know, every way of doing the divine service will be enculturated wherever it's done. But there's no reason for Lutherans to scrap the historic liturgy of the church in an effort to win people to Christ. It is utter foolishness for us to try to pretend we're something we're not, to basically try to pull a bait and switch on people, bring them in the door thinking they're going into a non-denom evangelical church when, in fact, they're in a Lutheran church. The problem with bait and switch is there's usually a lot of bait and no switch.
All right, that's soundbite number five, and it's your chance to vote for one of those five soundbites. This break is a great time to give us a call live this Friday afternoon, October the 24th. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote. Include your city and state and your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've heard the five soundbites. The only thing left to do is for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical confessional Christianity and Lutheranism, and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your vote will decide which one will be Soundbite of the Week, and the best vote will get the LPR Bundle Package on this Friday afternoon, October the 24th. The LPR Bundle Package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad, and it goes to the listener with the best vote during this Friday's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've had four soundbites for you. They're very simple. Number one, Maggie Carner, What Her Faith Taught Her About Suffering. Soundbite number two, Sharif Girgis, is the gay marriage debate lost with the millennials? Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, is Satan opposed only to the preaching of the gospel and not to the preaching of the law? We have a montage from Pastor Bill Woolsey and his plan to change the pastoral office. And soundbite number five, the bonus soundbite this week, Pastor Paul McCain on bait and switch worship practices. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you can vote there. We got a phone call first. This is Cheryl who's on the line. Cheryl, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm voting for number four, not because I want to hear it again, but because I consider it the most dangerous interpretation of Scripture. What Scripture does he use to get the doer and oppressor description of the pastoral office? And when he says the director of youth ministry can preach circles around any other preacher, I'm assuming this is probably not Christ-centered and cross-focused. So, number four.
All right, Cheryl, thank you very much. And she's voting for soundbite number four. That's Pastor Bill Woolsey, a montage of his plan to change the pastoral office. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Herman listens in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you. Number five, I'm voting for Pastor Paul McCain because it is the full substance of the atonement and grace of Jesus Christ on the cross that is given to us by the means he has delegated of word and sacrament. And to switch to something else is to switch off of that.
Herman, thanks very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is Anna in St. Louis. Anna, which one are you voting for?
Hi, I'm voting for number four because I think that speaks a lot of discipleship, and I think that the church is not doing its job without discipling if they're not equipping the people that they're supposed to be leading to be doing things. And I really also think that is what millennials will be drawn to.
Anna, thank you very much for listening in St. Louis as well. Nathan in Iowa says, it's hard enough to choose a soundbite of the week when there are four. Now you go to five. It's sadistic. Anyway, loved Maggie Carner speaking about her father. Powerful and much appreciated. The whole interview will help many dealing with the end-of-life issues. But for a vote, I have to go with Woolsey for his off-the-chart hubris, he says. Amazing. He alone identifies a qualified candidate who can preach better than dozens of other seminary-qualified men. He alone trains them, obviously without referring to little things like the Augsburg Confession, and he alone authorizes them to preach, teach, and administer the sacraments. The man is not a pastor. He is a one-man pastor maker, a Lutheran pope, an entrepreneur, says Nathan. Thanks for listening out there in Iowa, Nathan. This one comes from David in Winterset, Iowa, moving a little over on the state. His vote is for soundbite number five, Pastor Paul McCain. Short and sweet, was perfect to come back to the bait-and-switch offer of enticing non-believers into church. The problem with bait-and-switch is it's usually a lot of bait and no switch. Perfect, simple, and directly to the point. David, thank you very much for listening out there in Iowa and for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, October the 24th. Jerry in Minnesota says, I vote for Scott Murray. That would be soundbite number three. Pastor Murray clearly explains that without the law, the gospel has no meaning. Therefore, the devil will attack not only the gospel, but also the law. This one comes from Sharon in Dorsey, Illinois. She says she's voting for soundbite number one. As a nurse who has cared for many terminally and chronically ill patients, but more importantly, spent months caring for my mother at the end of her life, we need to uphold how blessed it is to care for someone who is suffering at the end of life or with a long-term illness. That is not a message we hear nearly enough. Sharon, thank you very much, and thank you for your vote for soundbite of the week. This one comes from California. Otto in Livermore, California, a short and sweet vote for soundbite number four, a montage of Bill Woolsey's plan to change the pastoral office. He says, it's got to be Woolsey, things that make you go, huh? Shanna in Montana says, Pastor McCain nails it front and center, but my vote goes to Pastor Woolsey, not because I like the quote, but because I hope every Lutheran hears what he's saying in the name of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our congregation is served by one of God's gracious and faithful servants, and he does drive over 100 miles each and every Sunday to deliver God's means of grace and word and sacrament to three parishes. She says, thanks be to God for our faithful shepherd, and shame on Bill Woolsey for trying to deny that to other saints. I will continue to pray for him to come to repentance and use his talents to grow Christ's church. She put the emphasis on Christ's church in a solid and sound manner by adhering to our confessions, not tossing them out the window. This one comes from Mark in Winchester, Illinois. He says, my vote is for the montage of Bill Woolsey. This man knows how to preach a good law and gospel sermon based upon an example played on Fighting for the Faith with Chris Roseboro last week. but has somehow gone astray. I wonder what is it's in the water in Texas. He says, first Dr. Kieschnick, now Woolsey. We need to keep him in our prayers that he may come to repentance. Let's see, another vote. Oh, there's still plenty of time for you guys to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and win the LPR Bundle Package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a novel called House of Living Stones from Katie Schuerman. Tells a story with a kind of the usual Midwestern church cast of characters, a choir director, the pastor, the crusty church secretary, as she says, and it tells a story of forgiveness. You can find out more about this excellent novel from Katie Schuerman, House of Living Stones, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order House of Living Stones from them, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. This last vote comes from Christopher in Chicago. He says, I'm so glad that you had this segment. I only half listened to the broadcast, and I'm so glad that you have it on demand. And I'm glad that our regional pastors' conference just passed the attached resolution, although I, for one, was unfamiliar with the 5-2 network. This soundbite both shows Woolsey's willingness to violate the Eighth Commandment with an unfair characterization of all pastors, as well as a seeming to equate new and better. It seems that many a heresy has made the same equation. The soundbite also shows an admiration for preaching as something like an art of communication disconnected from the delivery of the truth of God's word. While St. Priscilla, Aquila, and Paul could clean up Apollos, I don't know if anyone is prepared to clean up these guys with the gift of preaching when no fully trained pastor is hearing them preach. According to your votes this week, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is a montage of Pastor Bill Woolsey's plan to change the pastoral office. Let's hear it again.
We start new to reach new, and we reposition the ordained leaders into a new perspective. What if we shifted them from doer and oppressor to equipper and overseer? There's this one apostolic-minded pastor. So he's identified three or four lay leaders in these little outposts that are about anywhere from 30 to 75 miles away from him. He says, all these places, they have leaders. I mean, they got somebody that place says, you know what, you're our leader. The pastor says, do you think maybe I could just train them to celebrate the supper or baptize when they need it or lead them in worship? Do you think I could drive and go do that all the time? And do you think that I could give them a little bit of the authority? And do you think that it has to be 30 or 50 miles away? What if it's like 3 miles away or three blocks away? So get this. If I've got a good guy who has a preaching gift, and I work with him, and I pour good theology into him, and I help him try it so that he can learn it. You know, I'm going to start new to reach new. Here's the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to start new to reach new by raising him up so he gets to do new, and maybe I'm going to give him a little pulpit or a bigger pulpit or maybe even the pulpit. One of my favorites in our ministry is our director of youth ministry, who's not ordained, but God has given him this ability to preach circles around many of the ordained men that I know. I mean, you're all sitting there going, dude, that boy can preach. So I'd be derelict to not let him preach.
That is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, a montage of Pastor Bill Woolsey's plan to change the pastoral office. I'm going to give the Issues Etc. Bundle package, the LPR bundle package, to Anna in St. Louis. Anna, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, next week is Issues Etc. Reformation Week. This year's theme is the Lutheran Reformation and culture. Monday, Dr. Ken Sherb on the Lutheran Reformation and education will take up the subject of the Reformation and visual arts with Dr. Jean Edward Veith on Tuesday. On Wednesday of Issues Etc. Reformation Week, Dr. Larry Rast will join us to talk about the Reformation and government. Thursday, it'll be Dr. Carl Schalk talking about the Reformation and music. And we'll round it all off, Issues Etc. Reformation Week, Friday with Dr. Angus Manoos, talking about the Lutheran Reformation and science. Invite your fellow parishioners to listen next week to Issues Etc. Reformation Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.